You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day. I know how busy you are. Thanks for setting aside 15 minutes of it to join me here at WGOD Radio. Maybe I'm catching you on your way to work now, driving, as I know that I am here on this Monday morning on my way into work, having just moved in the Atlantic. I now get to say my prayers for a long time and listen to this program if I'm a real glutton for punishment. I don't know. After the program that aired on Friday, I know that was a tough word Friday, but I'll tell you what, I stand behind it. We're looking at the Apostle Paul exposing everyone as sinners. And a program which aired on Friday, which I encourage you to download if you haven't heard, you can go to WGODradio.com or go to my Facebook page, which is WGOD Radio, and you can play that program. And that is God Gives Up on the Homosexual. And that's what the Word says, so we're not going to cower away from the Word. You see, if you're upset or angry at that, it's because society's changed, and you have fallen into that. And that's why God says what He says. He calls you an adulterer and adulteress if you fall into the ways of this world. If you're upset that God is going to give up on the homosexual, it's because you've become a friend of the world and you've let the world influence you and draw you away from God. You adulterers and adulteresses, James write in James 4:4. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will make himself, see, you've done it, by what you watch on TV, by what you listen to on the radio, by the things that you let enter into your eyes and ears and into your spirit or into your soul, whoever makes himself a friend of the world is the enemy of God. What was sin is still sin. It hasn't changed. Society's changed. And God wants you to always transform yourself by the renewing of your mind. And you do that through spending time in the Word. You do that through going to church. You do that through hearing a good preacher on TV or on the radio, or especially in your own church, preach to you the whole counsel of God. It might hurt when you hear it, but it's medicine. It's truth. It's music to your ears. It's honey to your soul. Read Psalm 119 sometime. Read how much the author of Psalm 119, probably David, how much he loved, oh, how I love your law, how much he loved the Word of God. It was music to his ears, honey to his lips. He hungered and thirsted for the Word. Jesus said in Matthew 5:6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. And if that's you, you will love what God loves. And you'll hate what God hates. If you don't, I encourage you now, friend, to get back to how it was before. Perhaps you've let the world influence you by the evil that's going on and transpiring here in this world that makes it look like you are a hater or an evil person if you don't embrace sin with open arms. Don't embrace sin with open arms. Stick to, adhere to, follow, be in submission to the Word of God. Romans chapter 1, it says, therefore, God gave them up, verse 24, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged, word means to be converted, means to convert from one thing to another, metalasso, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who's blessed forever. That's the environmentalist taken to the extreme that makes him or her an idolater. Verse 26, for this reason, God gave them up to vile passion. For even now, here comes the lesbian and the homosexual. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passion. For even their women exchanged, that is converted, changed from one to another. For God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use for the woman, burned in their lust one for another. Then the New King James says this, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of the error which was due. Now, that's what God says about it. Regardless of what you see on Eyewitness News or what you read or hear on Twitter or somewhere else, this is an abominable sin. Not only that, it's so abominable to God that it's one of the two things he promises to give up on people on, and that is the idolater and the gay and the lesbian. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over. There it is now for the third time in this text. We're in Romans chapter 1 this morning. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, and strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who do them. Now, let me explain to you what this means. I've seen this time and time and time and time again. Let's take a pastor I've heard of, a Methodist church. This pastor found out that one of his sons was homosexual. Actually, he had like four kids and three of them were gay. I'm like, if 5% of the 1% of the population is gay and three out of your four kids are, man, oh man, where did you go wrong? You're a pastor. Homosexuality carries with it a death sentence, and you're a pastor, and three of your four kids are gay? Man, you've dropped it somewhere. Somewhere you've missed the boat. Somewhere the Word of God has left you. Anyway, the pastor, upon hearing that his son was gay, changed positions. And then he tried to get his church to change positions. What was once sin, all of a sudden is acceptable. Why? Because his own son was gay, so he changed position. And then he tried to get the church's bylaws to be changed because his son was gay. Now, this is what this scripture means. This scripture is putting you in the same boat, all of you that approve of people that do these things. Paul is saying you're just as guilty as those that are practicing, as everyone out there that approves of them. So let me encourage you here today. If your family member, son or daughter, all of a sudden declares to you that they are gay. Love them through it. Be there for them. You never stop loving your child. But don't approve of what they do. You can't approve of it. You can't take sides against God. Otherwise, you're just as guilty as those that do it, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 32, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, they not only practice such things that are deserving of death, not only do the same, but they approve of those that do them. I know it's difficult, or at least I could imagine it's difficult, when you find out that your son or daughter is living this kind of life. And you have so much pain in your heart realizing, you know, you don't want your son or daughter to be lost. So you change positions on this so that it doesn't appear that you're hating your child or not supporting them or you don't want to be there for them. But they'll thank you later. Believe, friend, you have to stand with God at always and at all times. You'll always love your children no matter what sin they've committed. Same as God loves you. God demonstrates his own love towards us, Romans 5 and 8, is that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You never stop loving your child, but you don't approve of the sin. You don't approve of the sinful lifestyle. Now, me being a pastor, say, you know, my son or a daughter, I found out that they was gay, and then I'm going to change the church's position. First, I'm going to change. I'm going to go against the word of God because my proverbial son, though I don't have any, let's say my son is gay. So, well, if my son is gay, I just perish the thought of my son going to hell. So, yeah, he says he was born this way. He's my kid. So I'm going to believe that he's born that way. So now that I believe it, now I'm going to get my church to believe it. And I'm going to convince, I'm going to use the gift of convincement that the Lord's given me to change the church's position. They don't want to see me cry or hurt, so they side with me. Then the church changes position. Then you change the bylaws, and then before you know it, look what happens. And this kind of stuff is happening to churches. That's not a far-fetched tale, friend. This kind of stuff's happening all over the place. Pastors' children are falling into sin. The pastors side with the child. They approve of what they do because they don't want to appear that they don't want to appear like they don't approve. And then they try to get the church to change the bylaws. And Romans chapter 1 shows us that when you approve of the people that practice these things, in this case, in this text here, well, all of this list here, not just idolaters, gays, and lesbians, the sexually immoral, you know what that is? That's fornicators. You know what that is? That is those that are living with someone that aren't married. When you approve of that, when you approve of a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman living together that aren't married, when you approve of that, this text says, you're just as guilty as those that practice it. Now, what Paul's doing here in chapters 1 and 2, in the first half of chapter 3, is he's condemning everyone. He is showing everyone, even the goody two-shoes that hasn't committed this, but their son has, and they approve of them. Or James says in James chapter 2, verse 10, whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of all. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.